Philip Semple, PhD, these urgent care. Today's date is 05/12/2022. Dictation is 4. Maria Gomez. Gomez spells G-O-M-E-Z. Maria spells M-A-R-I-A. Date of birth is 01/21/2015. This is a 7-year-old child accompanied by mom with vomiting and diarrhea for approximately 3 days. Mom says her symptoms has improved slightly, but on the day it commenced Wednesday, she had multiple episodes of non-bloody loose stool and multiple episodes of non-bloody vomitus, period. She said child is doing better today. She's been eating and drinking okay. We brought her in to be checked out, period. Next paragraph, review of system, child report throat pain. Next line, she reports pain with swallowing. Next line, she denies pain with urination. She denies frequent urination, period. Next paragraph, past medical history is none. Next paragraph, past surgical history is none. Next paragraph, social history. Mom denies tobacco smoke exposure. Next paragraph, medication is none. Next paragraph, allergies is none. Next paragraph, review of systems. Child denies stiff neck. Next line, she denies any loose stool today or vomiting today, period. Next paragraph, physical exam. She's alert oriented. In acute distress, vital signs are as follows: O2 status 100%. At room air, blood pressure is 99/60. Pulse 80, respiration 18, temperature 98.7, period. Next paragraph, HENT normal. Next paragraph, throat, erythematous and edematous, tonsils and pharynx, comma, uvula is mildly injected but is midline and mobile, period. No exudates, period. Next paragraph, neck, tender anterior nodes bilaterally, free range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs, period. Next paragraph, ears, no erythematous TM, no effusions behind TM bilaterally, good light reflex, no tragal tug, no erythematous EAC, period. Next paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph, cardiac regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph, abdomen is soft, no tendon, no organomegaly, no rebung, no guarding. She has normal bowel sounds, period. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bulli, period. Next paragraph, extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities. She bears weight well with no antalgic gait, period. Next paragraph, neuro alert oriented times 3, cranial nerves and normal, moody and affected normal, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is acute pharyngitis, open parentheses, strep, close parentheses. Assessment number 2 is vomiting. Assessment number 3 is diarrhea, open parentheses, doing better, close parentheses. In clinic today, we did a strep and the flu test. Strep was positive for strep A. Flu A and B were both negative, period. RSV was also done. RSV was negative, period. Next paragraph, child was discharged with the following medication. 1, XYZ mouthwash. She will use 10 milliliters gargle and spit out every morning for 6 days. Next paragraph, Zofran, 4 milligrams, 1 pill at SLTIDPRN for nausea and vomiting. Next medication, Motrin, 100 milligrams, 2 teaspoon PO, TID, for 10 days, number 300 mils. Next medication, amoxicillin, 250 milligrams/mils. She will take 1 teaspoon TID for 10 days, number 150 mils. Mom was advised to increase fluids, to do BRAT diet, to come back to the clinic. Please take out BRAT diet, to increase fluids, and to come back to the clinic if worse, or go to the nearest emergency room if we are closed. End of dictation.